course, we're here for National Agriculture Week. You know, this is one of the businesses that agriculture is really built around Best Way Ag, and Best Way Ag built around agriculture too. Nanny Val, you guys, man, you're on the run all the time, buddy.
Oh, Alan, you've got that right, man, right on the head of it for sure. We're busy moving farm machinery show kicks off. From that point in time, it's flat out, you know, accelerator firewalled.
And you guys are working with a lot of folks. I mean, Ryan's been a great addition to you. You got Adam and Kyle and you, and you guys are really out on the farm a lot, talking to people and showing them and helping them get what they need out there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and that comes down to customer service. Everything we do is oriented to giving the farmer what they need to succeed in the field. If we can, right. If we can save them a little bit of time, then that's great. Maybe they can put that time towards maybe the honeydew list, all or right, maybe a wetting a line at the favorite fishing hole, or maybe come up with a way to work a little more if you're so inclined. Mm-hmm. But, you know, efficiency is the name of the game.
I like what Ryan said about the drones. He said, you know, the drones are another tool in the toolbox, and that's so, it's so important because you guys really help the farmers have what they need to effectively do their work.
Oh, absolutely. Everything that we do is, like we were saying before, is geared towards helping the farmers, you know, get it done. Right. We like to say get it done the best way here.
Yeah. And you're doing a lot with this company to really help educate people. You get a lot, you put a lot of things on the website and out on social media to let folks kind of see what the possibilities are. Even when you go to the farm machinery show, what you had this year, really some neat things to give people an idea of what the drones do.
Oh, absolutely. Education is very vital. As you know, the ag industry is ever evolving. It's ever changing. Technology is becoming more prevalent. You know, so just not so long ago, GPS and your field computers and your tractors was the big thing, and precision ag was just beginning to take off, and now we're bringing drones into the mix, and it's just going to continue to increase. I mean, see and spray technology. Right. There's just so much stuff out there, so education is the name of the game.
Yeah, you're just watching. I was watching a guy yesterday spread fertilizer on his farm, and I thought GPS and how that's changed how people do things versus having to hopefully try to figure out where you were and make sure you're not overspreading the fertilizer. And nowadays, the computer, it pretty much runs things. The guy had an iPad, and I said, you can't farm without an iPad, hardly.
Oh, absolutely. It's just, it's amazing how connected everything is. You know, you always hear about the connected society. Well, agriculture is not insulated from that. It's the same thing for sure. I mean, it's a lot different from the phone marker.
Exactly. Very, very much different than the old phone markers that you used to have out there for years. What are some of the educational pieces you guys have out there for folks who may say, well, I wonder if a drone would be right for my farm or not, or maybe I've gotten a drone and maybe need a little touch up on the education part?
Absolutely. Well, so the first place that you want to go is the Best Way Drones website. They are available on the Best Way Ag site, but there's more information on the Best Way Drones site. We have a blog on there, so we're kind of keeping people updated on what, for everything from legal requirements up to practices such as which spreader gate should I put in my spreader for whatever granular application that I'm attempting to put down.
Makes sense. A lot of great information there. And the granular thing, people may forget sometimes, it's not just spraying like an aerial spray, but more granular. You can actually spread some things granularly as well.
Oh, absolutely. I think that the spreader is probably one of the most versatile attachments that you can add to the drone. There's a lot of people getting very creative. There's people with fish farms out there. They're using those for their pellets. So what they found is that they're getting a more even growth rate amongst the fish population because, you know, the feed dispenser, the pellet dispensers out there are timed to go off at a certain time of the day, and they only cover a certain area of the pond. So all the biggest, baddest, meanest fish in the pond are coming up. They're getting the majority of the food. Right. If they can dispense that across the entire area, then more fish are getting an opportunity to feed, and so they're getting even growth rates.
You guys continuing to grow, expand your footprint out there, and really that's what you're doing, helping to have the folks have what they need out there, and such an important part of what goes on here.
Oh, 100%. Again, we can't stress enough that that's what we're built on. It's the customer service. It's helping the farmer. We want to see them succeed, and that's our number one mission.
And I think we talked with Adam earlier. If you think you need it on your farm or something you'd like to have designed on your farm, call you guys. You guys can probably help them figure out what they need, and you may have something already out there that can help them.
Oh, absolutely. And Adam is phenomenal at coming up with new ideas, and we now have an engineer on staff. Mm-hmm. So he's able to draft up new designs for us pretty much on the fly. You know, in some cases, it's maybe just modifying an existing piece of equipment that we already offer, and maybe sometimes it's a brand new piece built from the ground up. But yeah, we have full design build capabilities.
And you guys all get into that. We were just talking about earlier about something that you recently came up with. You kind of feed off each other's energy and come up with ideas and say, hey, we could use that?
Oh, absolutely. We bounce ideas off of each other all the time. And like you said, we really do. We feed off of each other. And, you know, Adam may come in with an idea and maybe Kyle builds off of that. And maybe I come up with an idea and then David adds. So it's all collective.
All right. Nice. Of course, we'll say good morning to David. And David's not going to, I think he's out to lunch, but hate to miss him. But always good to have you guys here. Appreciate what you do for agriculture and a great benefit to agriculture and what this business does. It's really built on agriculture.
Absolutely. You know, thank you for all those kind words that you said, Alan. And thank you to all the farmers out there this Ag Week. We couldn't do what we do without you. And we like to feel like that we're having an impact on what you do as well out there. So, again, we just can't say thank you enough to the agricultural community here in Hopkinsville, Christian County, Trigg County, and beyond.
And all over the country, if that matter, but as much as you guys serve.
Absolutely. All over the country.
That's fantastic. We're at Best Way Ag on 106.5 WKDZ, celebrating National Agriculture Week.